This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.oh.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GeyersInc.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
At M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
They're playing basketball.
Right corner goes to Falk, who enters the lane. To Janae Hoying in the left corner. Good on the three-pointer. We're tied up. Here's Ottaville dribbling into traffic. Steal by Hoying. A run out by Hoying. Got it for two. What a play by Janae Hoying. Five in a row by Janae. Ottaville's got to get a timeout. They do. Everyone on their feet. Entertaining state championship game here at The Shot.
Oh, the big shots and the exciting plays keep right on coming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained a three just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no, great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out the boot. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by 5. Wow.
And you'll high-five your Scores broadcast listening partners when you enjoy boys and girls hoops action. Webcasts include these schools: the Sydney Yellow Jackets, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, Botkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Rushi Raiders, Houston Wildcats, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Jackson Center Tigers, Anna Rockets, and the Fort Loramie Redskins.
Fort Loramie with a run out down the floor, 3-on-1. Dana Rose to the rack, in for 2, and a foul.
That's what I watched Dana Rose do all day Saturday. She took a bump from a girl that's twice her size, and she continued the shot and made the basket.
On top, Bixler, shot fake, into the lane, back to the basket. Fadeaway, 10-footer, in.
I think the excitement is going to overtake the fatigue coming down the stretch.
Goes to Poling in the post. Turnaround, 7-footer, yes. That's money in the bank right there.
Oh, you can bank on Scores, the best high school coverage by a long shot.
Gets a screen from Gosick, shoots the 3, left corner. Got it! He's got it! Anna takes the lead by 2. Gilskamp swished a shot, Chuck, from nearly out of bounds in the deep left corner.
Well, he's got ice water in his veins. I know that's a cliche, but that kid, you watch him play football, you watch him play basketball, he is an impressive athlete.
Here is Botkins, 3.9 to go. It's up the right side to Paul. Paul at midcourt, jumps and shoots a 40-footer. Holy cow! I don't believe what I just saw. Dane Paul for Botkins. Lofted in a high-arching 44-footer.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Matt Zerker. We've got a spectacle for you tonight. It's the Girls Division IV Regional Championship from here at Vandalia Butler. Second meeting of the year between Fort Loramie and Minster. Both clubs 26-1. Back in January, Fort Loramie won a double OT thriller, 56-48. It sets up as another fantastic game. Could go to one or two overtimes again. This contest here tonight, Matt, could be finalized in the last 5-10 seconds by a huge shot, a superb play of some kind, a nifty steal, a great box out and rebound, a clutch free throw. Who knows? These two teams so evenly matched. Number 1 in the state, Fort Loramie. Number 2 in the state, Minster.
Yeah, Minster's only loss being this double overtime game, and then Loramie's only loss was a 1-point loss at West Liberty.
Yep.
I mean, they only have 2 losses combined, and they've been by the slightest of margins.
We'll keep our eyes on foul trouble. That could be a factor. I think Minster's got more experience on the floor. Perhaps Fort Loramie, more depth. Those two things may offset each other. Who knows? In that regular season meeting, fouls were a critical issue. Ivy Wolf fouled out for Minster in that first overtime. She went by the boards, I think, in the first OT, late in the first OT. She was expelled because of 5 fouls. Minster missed her. Courtney Pringer got in foul trouble in the first half of that game as well. So could play a factor, personal fouls, how closely the officials call the game, and the players will simply have to adjust. And in a regional championship game, a personal foul or two here or there can make a monumental difference.
And in both of the semifinals on Thursday, we kind of had a surprise come up. Damaris Wolf came up big in the Minster win over Tri-Village, and Kenzie Holscher came up big in the second half in Loramie's win over Legacy Christian. Will we have another surprise tonight?
Each team blessed with a number of X factors. 7-8 young ladies can score double digits on each of these clubs. Who will step up tonight in this big game between Fort Loramie and Minster?
We'll find out soon enough.
Yep. We're going to reflect on last night's Fort Loramie boys victory in just a matter of 30 seconds here. We've got Corey Britton, Mike's side. He is joining us. Fort Loramie downing Cincinnati Christian last evening by a final score of 49-41. Corey has pulled up a chair next to us here at midcourt at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Say, if you need the right solution for true comfort, you better call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's.
which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned, building a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, on the web at TomJerry's.com. Check out the great inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on West Main in Fort Loramie. Super deals, customer pricing and financing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's back in 1922, he greeted everybody with a great smile and fine customer service. Well, he's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way since. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. And see them online, too, at GAIERSinc.com. Well, another gentleman who is smiling today is Fort Loramie boys head coach Corey Britton. I tell you what, Coach, outstanding scouting, preparation, and execution for Cincinnati Christian last night, even though you said you really didn't get the videotape on the Cougars that you would have preferred.
Yeah, I mean, we felt a little bit uncomfortable just because the games that we got on tape weren't really comparable to how we were going to play.
Right.
But our kids get all the credit in the world. They put together one of their best performances when they really needed it. And proud of our kids. We played really well last night, and they get all the credit for that.
How in the world do you explain an extremely poor shooting performance in the sectional championship against Ansonia, and 1 week later, fantastic shooting performance against Cincinnati Christian? Much of it is mental, is it not? And that's a tough job for you, the head coach.
We got great looks in the Ansonia game. I mean, that's one of the things we told our kids. It wasn't like we were trying to play 33-23 basketball. We got great looks.
Okay.
Some nights the ball just doesn't go in the rim. And
last
night was one of those nights where we had great ball movement. We shared it, and a couple kids made shots. And next thing you know, everybody's making shots. And Nathan Roderman had a great game last night. He was locked and loaded and ready to go. And just extremely proud of the way we played and we executed and had six turnovers. So anytime you turn the ball over six times, you get more shots at the rim. And we converted on those attempts last night.
Poise, composure, check. High free throw percentage, check. Played him even on the boards, check. Handled the basketball extremely well, check. 56% from the floor, my goodness gracious. Anything less than any one of those, a deficiency in one of those several categories, and you're probably beaten by an extremely athletic club.
Yeah, they're really good, and they were going to challenge us, and we know we wanted to dictate things with our tempo, and we were able to get into a spot in the second half, and we were able to get into that zone a little bit, and I thought that caused Drake a lot of confusion for them. It didn't look like they were overly prepared for that, and our kids executed it, and we rebounded, and we were able to close out a game, and there's been some points this year where we've really struggled doing that, so for our kids to close things out and make free throws down the stretch and take care of it was just a great learning experience and a huge stepping stone.
One of those you were short in closing out was on the road at Jackson Center, had that game in hand with three and a half minutes to go. You get the Tigers in the regional semifinal at 5:30 on Tuesday. Is the third time going to be a charm against Jackson Center?
I was really just hoping to watch our girls play tonight, Jack, but no, I mean, we'll see. There's going to be no secrets on Tuesday night. They're extremely good. They have very good players. Our last two games with them have just absolutely been tussles, and they've came on the right side of it, and we've came on the wrong side. So hopefully we can change the script a little bit and play a little bit better and find a way to compete.
Hey, 16 of 19, of the last 19 games you've won, 16, you're red hot. I think over the last 15 games at Pickwa, Fort Loramie boys have won 14, three straight district championships on a roll. Hey, you are my boys coach of the year here in West Central Ohio. Fantastic job.
Thank you very much. There's a lot of good coaches out there.
Sure.
As everybody says, you're only a good coach when you got good kids and good players. And we've had a run of some very good basketball players and even better kids. We got kids that listen and work hard, and that's all you can ask for as a coach.
You can fault your first-year head football coach for getting basketball started so late, so you were kind of behind the eight ball in that regard. That is tough on the head coach. And then secondly, you graduated 41, 42 points off of your starting five 1 year ago, and you brought this team along extremely well. You're one win short of 20. How about that?
Yeah, I mean, we just want to keep plugging along. We want to keep getting better, and our seniors get all the credit in the world. This senior class has been remarkable from regional final run in basketball last year to state championship in baseball to a state appearance in golf to a state appearance in football and now back to the regionals in basketball. It's been quite a whirlwind for our boys athletic programs, and how can I forget our cross-country state championship in the fall?
Yep.
I apologize to Coach Pranger and the cross-country team, but and even our girls sports. We've been having a run of great talent here at Fort Laramie, and hopefully our girls can keep plugging away tonight and find a way to get us no school on Friday in Columbus.
Head coach Corey Britton, Fort Laramie boys basketball, thank you so much. Congrats, and good luck next week in the regional.
Hey, thank you so much.
Indeed. Redskins, a big victory last night in the district championship game, defeating Cincinnati Christian by a final score of 49-41. Head coach Corey Britton, quite humble, saying it's all about his players. They performed extremely well in difficult circumstances last night. I really didn't have the videotape that head coach Corey Britton would have preferred in preparation for Cincinnati Christian. But the scouting, the prep work, the execution, phenomenal. And Fort Laramie surprised everybody from Cincinnati in beating Cincinnati Christian 49-41. Kudos to Jackson Center, which won 56-47 over Franklin Monroe. Head coach Scott Elkert, year in, year out, does an exceptionally good job running the show for the Tigers. And those two teams meet up for the third time this year on Tuesday at 5:30 at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena in a boys D4 regional semi. The second game on Tuesday, Pitt St. Henry against Springfield Catholic Central. New underwriting sponsors tonight on scoresbroadcast.com include Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Laramie. The Eilerman team of Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick will work with you step by step by step as you build your new home. Eilerman Construction in Fort Laramie, 419-582-3824. Over 40 years of pride and craftsmanship, which are custom built into every home improvement project. Thanks as well to Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney. It's got a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Well, many colleges and schools in the region rely on Regal. 1269 Wapak in Sydney. On the web at regaltrophyawards.com. It's Regal for the crowning touch. And thanks to Maury's Landing. Maury's Landing Restaurant, State Route 362 across from Lake Loramie in Minster. You'll love the breakfast. Outstanding at 6 a.m. in the morning. Very popular. Get there right on the dot, 6 or soon after. An array of burgers and wraps at noon. And you'll enjoy the fish at night. Catch the catch of the day at Maury's Landing across from Lake Loramie. Our anchor underwriting sponsors tonight for this big game between Fort Laramie and Minster Girls Division IV Regional Championship. At stake, a berth in the state Final Four at 1 o'clock on Friday, or I should say, yes, at 1 o'clock on Friday in Columbus. American Architectural Glass and Fort Laramie, Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Legal Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Again, repeating, the winner of this game between Fort Laramie and Minster advances on to Columbus to play on Friday at 1 o'clock right on the dot, 1 p.m., against the winner of the Massillon Regional. Dalton is playing Willoughby Cornerstone Christian tonight at this very same time. Those two teams are colliding. The winner of that game will play the winner of this one in the state semi on Friday at 1 p.m. I'm Jack Kramer with Matt Zerker filling in for Chuck McBee, who is enjoying his son's wedding at this hour down in the Sunshine State of Florida. Matt, we expect a great game The thinnest of margins could decide the outcome. Who knows? Maybe in the last few seconds, these two teams are that evenly matched. Occasionally, a game that is billed this highly doesn't live up to expectations. I don't put that game in this category. I think this contest will be a photo finish.
I definitely hope so. There's been a lot of talk now the last 2 months, ever since the double overtime matchup, about the rematch tonight, and hopefully it will live up to the billing.
Courtney Pringer is a huge factor. She is 6 feet 2 inches tall for Minster, headed to Xavier to play hoops. She can be a force on a good night. She's darn near unstoppable. Chuck and I saw head coach Dave Kleeman at Ottaville guard her with two, sometimes three. Held her to 6-7 points up at Ottaville late in the year. The other young ladies from Minster went wild. If Courtney Pringer can get off the snide, feel comfortable early, stay out of foul trouble, and put points on the board in the 12 to 15 range, she averages a dozen, and generate another 7-8 rebounds in addition to double-digit scoring, that might be the difference in this outcome. Ivy Wolf, referred to by head coach Carla Siegel during the regular season as being great. How in the world will Fort Loramie defend Ivy Wolf? By the same token, Kenzie Holscher, Dana Rose, both coming on really strong for Fort Loramie. And you can't discount the hot shooting of Taylor Ratterman and Kennedy Gebhardt at guard.
There's so many factors in this game. We'll just have to see how it all plays out.
National Anthem is next. We'll have the starters and the tip in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
But a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Well, you hear the spectators in the background at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. This place seats 4,000. I bet we already have 3,200 here. We might have standing room only by the time the opening tip or the middle of the first quarter rolls around. It is quite a throng of folks, a sea of orange and black on one side, red and black on the other. A tremendous spectacle here tonight. All eyes around the state, for that matter, Matt, are on this game. Yep, there are three other regional championships in addition to this one. But this is the marquee game of the night. Yep, marquee game of the night in girls Division IV, without question. One of our fine underwriting sponsors is Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. It's the official sports medicine provider for 12 area high schools, including Sydney, Lehman Catholic, Fort Loramie, Anna, Houston, Fairlawn, Christian Academy, Jackson Center, Botkins, New Bremen, Minster, and New Knoxville. Certified athletic trainers work with high school athletic programs to provide on-site services for student athletes. And in addition, Wilson Health Sports Medicine provides services to the City of Sydney Police and Fire Departments, as well as the Sydney Shelby County YMCA. We also thank Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Brooklyn's in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy. to fantastic food. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? Hemp Imagery. John Hemp gives you his best shot. The in-between, just south of Hopkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets, helping vets get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. In Rushi, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. And as well, Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna. It's grown to include 8 expanding divisions, plus these Fort Laramie game sponsors. Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A, Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning.
And in the front line, number 42, Marissa Irie.
Up the Fort Laramie Redskins in the road black, red numbers outlined in white, being introduced here at the Vidalia Butler Student Activity Center. Interesting sidebar, Matt, is the fact that not only are these two communities just 2.5, 3 miles apart, and they're playing here in the regional championship and they're ranked number 1 and number 2 in the state, is the fact that a lot of these young ladies play together on the same team or teams in summer basketball.
Yeah, in the AAU, with, right. I guess with the Dayton Lady Hoopsters or whatever team, whatever. And they compete in so many other different sports together, like volleyball, cross country. They know each other almost too well.
Yes. And tonight they've got to, I guess you would say, separate those friendships a little bit, and they become foes for 4 quarters of high school basketball in a regional championship tilt here at Vidalia Butler.
Yeah, and then after the game, they'll go back to being friends and probably relatives somewhere along the line.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And number 44,
Minster Wildcats being introduced in the home white, black numbers outlined in orange. Two superb head coaches, Mike Wiss, Minster, Carlos Siegel, Fort Laramie. They'll match wits, strategies all night long. Both teams pretty much exclusively man-to-man. We may see a little zone in certain situations sprinkled in.
Yeah, and again, it's a case of these two coaches know each other so well. They're the same age. They graduated from the same year in high school. Mike graduated from Minster in 89, and Carlos Siegel from Laramie and also in 89. They've known each other a long time, and there's no secrets in this one.
Here are your starting lineups. 4-4 Laramie, Kennedy Gebhardt at guard, 5-5, junior, 8 points a game. Taylor Ratterman at guard, 5-5, a junior, just under 7 a game. Dana Rose at a wing, just under 10 points a game, 5-11, a sophomore. Kenzie Holscher, just over 10 a game, 6 foot, and a sophomore in the middle. And Marissa Myring, 12 points per contest, 5-8, a junior. Shelby County Athletic Player of the Year. For Minster, Ivy Wolf and Courtney Pringer just recently in the last 48 hours named the first team Division IV All Northwest District. Ivy and Courtney. Ivy, a 5'8 sophomore guard, 15 points a game. Courtney Pringer, 6'2 senior center, 12 points a game. Janae Hoying at guard, 5'6 a soft at 8 points a game. Damaris Wolf at a wing, 8 points a game, 5'10 a senior. And Jessica Falk at the other forward spot, 5'9 senior, 4.5 points a game. Opening tip to start, won by Minster. They maneuver the basketball to her left. Here's a long lob out front by Damaris Wolf, down inside to Courtney Pringer as the Wildcats field off the Redskin defenders, and Courtney made an easy one here at the beginning. 2-0, Wildcats lead. Here's Gebhardt, deep left corner, Myring wants to drive on Pringer, can't do it. Flips it back out to Gebhardt. She motors foul line. Fadeaway, 15-footer. Deflected on the play by Janae Hoying, who got a fingertip on it. Here come the Wildcats to midcourt. 30 feet out, it's Hoying. Left side pass. Gives it up to Falk. Deep left corner. It goes on the play to Ivy Wolf. Cross court, right side of the floor. Janae Hoying on the left-hand bounce. She may give it back to Damaris. Nope, baseline right to Bringer. She dodges one defender, powers to the rim, got it for two more. Courtney Bringer, we talked about her in the pregame. Boy, if she comes with everything she's got and she hits double digits in scoring in seven or eight rebounds, she could be a deciding factor. But don't sell Fort Loramie short. Here's a quick three-on-two break after the Minster field goal, and Marissa Meiring is on the receiving end of a nice pass from Taylor Ratterman. 4-2 in favor of Minster. Long three-point try, Ivy Wolf. Wow, that was almost from out of bounds. It glanced off the rim and ricocheted all the way out to the top of the circle where Minster gathered the long board. We played 2 minutes. Minster up 4-2. Wolf starts to drive, stumbles, then kicks it back out to Damaris, who's coming off a tremendous effort in the district championship against Tri-Village. Here's a missed jump shot on the play by Damaris Wolf, and Fort Loramie overruns the rebound, and Janae Hoing scoops it up off the deck and lays it in. Kind of a fluky play. Fort Loramie began to rush the other direction, thinking they had the easy defensive board, when in fact nobody from Fort Loramie had collected it, and Janae Hoing managed to get the garbage 2 points to the Wildcats, who lead it 6-2. Minster knocks it out of bounds, and then Fort Loramie throws it in. The ball fired off the fingertips of Dana Rose.
Interesting to see how much post play we've seen here in the first 2 minutes after neither team showed a whole lot of post play in the semifinals.
Exactly. Good point. They're pretty much a perimeter shooting, but both teams, Fort Loramie against Legacy Christian, Minster against Tri-Village, both clubs scored the bulk of their points from the outside. Here's a long three-try by Falk of Minster. Speaking of perimeter shooting, it's way short. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Here's Ratterman up to Rose. 6-2 Minster. We played 2.5 minutes. Courtney Pringer pumped home the first two field goals from close range for the Wildcats. Then she missed one. Here's Rose, nearly a five-second call, just in time. She hands it off to Kenzie Holscher at center circle. Caitlin Gasson, Ava Shultz at the scorer's table for the Redskins. Here's a drive by Rose against Damaris Wolf. He goes beneath the basket, tries to throw it cross-court, picked off by Courtney Pringer. Outlet to Ivy Wolf. Ivy, top of the circle, foul line, middle of the floor, down the lane. It circles back out to Hoing. Left side, Ivy. She jacks up a three, missed it off the flange. Rebound right corner, Kenzie Holscher for Fort Loramie. Long flip out to Ratterman. Near side, Gebhardt. She turns and puts up a triple. It hit the back iron. Rebound down to Minster. Both teams experiencing jitters on the outside shots here at the beginning of this game. 6-2 Minster, 4:25 to go first quarter. With the basketball, near center circle, Ivy Wolf, right flank to Janae Hoing. We've got Carly Richard, Danielle Barhorst at the scorer's table now for Minster. Left side pass to Ivy. Gets a screen from Damaris. Ivy darts into the lane. Leaves it behind her for Damaris. Open three-pointer. A little bit heavy. Hard scrap for the rebound. Low on the right side. The two guards, one from each team, challenging for the ball. It's ruled a push-off against Fort Loramie.
Army number 12, Candy Gebhardt.
4:05 to go here in the first quarter. It's 6-2 in favor of Minster. Nobody scored in the last 2 minutes. Baseline right of the basket. Minster triggers into Ivy Wolf in the right corner. Right back to the playmaker Damaris in the short corner now. Goes to the elbow on the right. Down to Ivy 25 feet away. Ivy on the hop. Dribbles. Foul line. Gives it up to Carly Richard. Now here's Courtney Pringer, top of the key. 3:48 to go first quarter. 6-2 Minster. Here's Damaris. Damaris starts to drive. Caitlin Gasson reaches in and hooks her. Up so far, points at a premium. A constant all night long will be superb defense from both clubs. Each team extremely tenacious. There will be quite a few deflections. And before the evening is said and done, numerous steals, no doubt. Baseline left, it's Pringer. Pringer's doubled. Oh, finds an open player opposite the basket. Other side, low post right. It's Danielle Barhorst. What a pocket pass on the play by Courtney Pringer.
Wide open underneath.
Good 2 points from Barhorst. 5'10 senior. Danielle entered quickly. Tossed in a short shot to give Minster the six-point cushion early. Here's Kenzie Holscher, dribble drive into the lane, off-balance seven-footer, a little strong, rebound Pringer, long lob to Barhorst. 8-2, Minster gives it up to Richard, who walked, no call. Ball thrown back out between the rings to Pringer. Right side pass to Maris Wolfe. Fort Loramie's been limited to just 2 points in over 5 minutes in the first quarter. Here's Barhorst, head of the key, 18 feet out. Gives it up to Ivy Wolf. Takes a little push from Gebhardt, still dribbles. Ball thrown to Pringer, mid-range. She's tripled, throws it on the arc to Ivy. Look out, three-pointer, got it. Minster leads it 11-2. Fort Loramie in trouble early. Courtney Pringer was tripled in the post. Ivy Wolf was by her lonesome, and she made the Redskins pay. 9-point lead, Wildcats, 2:33 to go in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack with Matt, Jack Kramer, Matt Zerker. 2:33 left first quarter, all Minster so far, 11-2 Wildcats over the Redskins. Girls, D4 regional championship here at Vandalia Butler. Caitlin Gaston on the floor now for Fort Loramie. Gaston, the 5'3 sophomore, drives down the right side of the lane, all the way to the rim, flipped it up on the run. Did the shot go in, Matt?
No, it was just short.
It came off.
That was on Pringer.
She was nudged as she lifted it toward the iron. That was a speedy drive by Caitlin Gaston of Fort Loramie, who took it right at Courtney Pringer and drew the foul. Free throw by Gaston is good. Right after the timeout, Caitlin Gaston turned on the afterburners. She went 70 feet down the floor, made it a track meet, and attracted the personal foul on Pringer, number one. Gaston made a free throw, missed it long. Rebound down to Ivy Wolf. Ivy lost the ball momentarily over the timeline, gave it back up to Pringer, 40 feet out. Now Damaris. Now here's Janae Hoing, 25 feet from the rim. She's doubled, hedged by Fort Loramie. Open player left wing, Ivy Wolf around one player, another. Cross-court pass, broken up, stolen by Fort Loramie. Davis Schultes in her long arms. Got a piece of that. Schultes and Gaston in for Fort Loramie. Ava, 5'9", freshman. About 8.5 points a game. Caitlin Gaston, 5'3", sophomore. They're joined by Myring. We see also in Jaden Putoff on the hardwood for the Redskins. 5'10", soft. Dana Rose still out there, along with Kennedy Gebhardt. My mistake. Caitlin Gaston is on the floor for Kennedy. Myring in the left corner gets the pass from Dana Rose. Looks for Schultes flashing in the middle. She's not available. Now Gaston high right. Now Schultes. Right corner put off. Open. Ooh, rim to 21-footer. Good strong stick back by Schultes. She's clobbered on the foul by Minster. Who is it on? 11-3 Minster. A minute 29 left to go here in the first quarter. Ivy Wolf's got a foul. Courtney Pringer's got a foul. Those two young ladies did get in foul trouble in the regular season.
The Loramie fans were hoping on Pringer on that foul.
They got in foul trouble, both of them, in the regular season meeting at Fort Loramie. Double overtime win for the Redskins, 56-48. Yeah, Fort Loramie wanted that foul. The Redskin crowd said, is it on Courtney? Is it on Courtney? It was not. Schultes at the stripe for the Redskins, makes one, misses one. Fort Loramie 2 of 4 at the free throw line. A minute 20 left here in the first quarter. 11-4 Minster. Ivy Wolf, the left-hand dribble. Takes Taylor Radovan into the lane. Ivy Wolf all the way to the rack. Left it short. No good. Rebound Pringer on the arc to Janae Hoing. Look at her motor down the pipe. Blocked by Dana Rose. Loose ball Pringer, though. Goes opposite to Ivy. Pass into the lane to Pringer. Pringer is tied up momentarily. Gets the ball out of trouble. It goes to Falk in the corner. Right back to Pringer. Opposite to Ivy Wolf. Deep three. Right side. Rimmed. Boy, that ball was down in. Snapped out. Rebound Holscher to put off. Right corner Rose. 11-4 Minster. 44 seconds to go first quarter. Between the rings, Taylor Radovan. Now Dana Rose, 35 feet away. Dana veers right. Hoing checks her. Here's Kenzie Holscher looking for Schultes. Kenzie's got the ball high overhead. Firing sets a screen. Holscher available. Elbow on the right. High arching 16-foot floater. Good. Kenzie Holscher buries it. 11-6. Minster by 5. 14 seconds to go first quarter. Ivy Wolf at midcourt. Picked up by Ratterman. Long lob down inside to Pringer. Pringer catches on the run. Oh, a beautiful play. And we've got a violation at the end of the court. Redskins stepped in with 5.7 to go. Courtney Pringer has been shaking loose. That's three goals for her, Matt.
And then she's assisted on two of the other three goals.
Yep. Fine passes for Courtney, who's gotten some breathing room down on the inside. Good execution by the Wildcats, who inbounded to Ivy Wolf with two to go. Opposite to Falk in the left corner. It is in and out. No good. Minster almost got the last 3 points after getting the two-point field goal by Pringer with five to go in the period. 13-6. Minster after seven. Seven-point lead Wildcats over the Redskins at the end of the initial 8 minutes here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about six or seven times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Minster 13, Fort Loramie 6. Courtney Pringer on a roll. She's got six. First quarter points for the Wildcats. Half of her per game average in the opening 8 minutes. Redskins have not been able to slow her down. Here is Kennedy Gebhardt on the arc for the Redskins. Right corner, Ava Schultes. Foul line extended left. It's put off. She puts it on the deck against Barhorst. Into the lane. Muscles up a seven-footer and pours it in. Strong play by Putoff. Shot appeared to be partially blocked on the way up by Barhorst. Good defense by her. Better offense, though, on the play by Putoff. 13-8. Minster in the lead. Wildcats have got the ball top of the circle. It's Pringer. Pringer looks down inside for Barhorst, who might have been holding Jaden Putoff, that is the call, away from the action. It's against Minster. 7:20 left here in the second quarter.
Ivy Wolf and number 32.
Damaris Wolf and Ivy Wolf both have gotten brief respites at the start of period number two. They're back out there now with 7:20 to go here in the second quarter. 13-8 Minster, Fort Loramie after the foul against Minster. Brings it down the floor. There was a travel on Kenzie Holscher, not seen by the officials. Boy, the Minster bench saw it. Here's Holscher deep in the left corner. Lost the ball. Went back to get it. Now to Putoff, 25 feet away. Putoff bounces it once, twice. Gives it up to Dana Rose, 30 feet out, straight on. Good matchup there. Ivy on Dana. Left side, Putoff picked up by Barhorst. Now Kennedy Gebhardt. Janae Hoing tracks her. Near side pass, Ava Schultz. She's guarded on the play by Courtney Ernst. And Minster is in, and Courtney reaches in, shakes the ball free. What a steal. Knocked it to Janae Hoyne, who took steps driving down the floor. It was not called. Flipped it on the arc to a teammate, Barhorst. A deep three, left-handed. Got it. 16-8 in favor of Minster. Boy, the officiating a little sloppy. Numerous traveling violations ignored so far. We saw district boys games last night at the UD Arena, which were expertly officiated. How about that for a response? Dana Rowe straight away pumped in a long trifecta. Dana from downtown. Here's a good overplay in the middle by Holscher. She swiped it from Pringer. Loose ball down the floor. Schultz low on the left to a teammate. Shot blocked by Minster and stolen. What a play by Damaris Wolf. 16-11. Minster in the lead. Here's Janae Hoyne down the floor. Circles into the corner. Back out to Barhorst. The last two trays tried in this game made Barhorst for Minster. Rose for Fort Loramie. 5-point lead Wildcats. Here's Ivy Wolf around one player, another partially blocked on the left-handed jumper from 8 feet away. Loose ball to Gebhardt. Gebhardt down the floor to a teammate. In the lane to Schultz. Schultz leans in. Good. Ava Schultz, 7-foot banker. Transition goal for Fort Loramie. 16-13. Mixer up three. Timeout called. Wildcats. 5:11 to go. Second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy broasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com.
The Fort Loramie Redskins, Matt, trailed early 9-2. Nice bounce back by the team in black. Fort Loramie has trimmed Minster's advantage from 7-3.
Yeah, they've done a nice job. Gotten a little more transition going.
Yep.
It'll be interesting to see if Minster goes back to the post play that got him the lead there in the first quarter.
Wildcats inbound, 25 feet away on the left. It's thrown to Jessica Falk, and Falk bobbles, can't hang on, and Fort Loramie's got the loose ball. Quickly down the floor, Gasson. Gasson head of the key, picked up by Falk, 25 feet away. Right flank, Myron. Straight on, it's Gebhardt. She looks for a cutter, can't find her. Macy Imwally on the floor now for Fort Loramie. Imwally in there, a 5'7 junior. Here's Gasson driving down the right side of the lane. On the arc to Gebhardt. She overshoots a three-pointer. Hit nothing. Weak side rebound, though, to Ratterman. Drive into the paint. A little looper. No good off to the right. Minster's got the board. It was snared by Pringer. 4:20 left here in the second quarter. Minster leads by three. 30 feet out, Ivy Wolf gets a screen from Pringer. My goodness gracious. Ivy let go a 30-footer way short. Caught by Pringer. Throws it back on the arc. And then Minster pitches it over and back. Fort Loramie runs it down. Minster goes after it. And let's see what's been called. It was a touch by Minster, and it's officially ruled
an over and back
violation. I guess my question would be, in that scramble for the loose ball, once it did get beyond the timeline, did Fort Loramie get a fingertip on it first, way down here near the end line?
At first they pointed toward Minster, but then they changed the call, and now Loramie has the ball.
The ball eventually rolled out of bounds off Minster. It would have been Fort Loramie's ball anyway. Inbound of the Fort Loramie. Bad pass out to a spot 30 feet from the basket. It's knocked up in the air by Minster. Wildcats come down with it. Foul called against Fort Loramie. Defenses starting to take over a little bit here midway second quarter.
Here's number 21, Ava Schultz.
3:58 to go in the second quarter. Minster in the lead over Fort Loramie by three, 16-13. Far side of the floor, Minster inbounding. Courtney Ernst out there now, 5'8 senior. Gives it up to Janae Hoying in backcourt. Fort Loramie with the depth advantage, with Pringer in the middle. Minster with the height advantage. She stands 6'2". Outside the arc of the left, it's Damaris Wolf. She fakes right, goes left, and walked. Well, that was one that was microscopic. I don't know that I really saw it. They've missed at least three others.
Yeah, Minster now with four turnovers, and they didn't have one until late in the first quarter.
Here's Fort Loramie inbounding in backcourt. It goes to Dana Rose. She needs help. Being cornered by Ivy Wolf as Dana gets a moving screen from Holscher at the timeline. Throws it into the paint area to Shouldas. Deep left corner, Gaston misses everything on a 26-footer, and the rebound comes down to Minster. Been a lot of long shots taken, several of which have not been close. Here's Ernst, here's Hoying for Minster. 3:18 to go in the half. We're stuck at 16-13. Dribble drive, Hoying into the right corner. Bounce pass into the post to Pringer, and Janae Hoying is called for a slight travel violation, far right side of the floor. Minster fans scratching their heads. Fort Loramie fans saying, oh, that was a good call. 3 minutes left, second quarter.
It all depends which side you're rooting for.
And from my vantage point, there have been some traveling calls
on this side of the floor that have been called.
There have been a few not called. There have been a few created by the referees. And falling down in the lane is Shouldas, who tries to lean in and force one up. Missed it wildly. Easy rebound, Minster. Down the floor to Pringer. 15-footer, a little heavy. Off the back iron. Fort Loramie's got the board.
It's been an up-and-down pace, but not a whole lot to show for it.
Here's Putoff, right wing, inside the arc. And she curls a 17-footer in and out. Tough break. Rebound to Minster. Score still stands, 16-13 Wildcats. Ivy Wolf over the timeline, 30 feet away. Dribble drive, and she's all the way to the cup and is tripped. Common foul on Fort Loramie, 2:21 to go here in the second quarter. Yeah, the boys' Division IV district championships last night at the UD Arena, superbly officiated. I've got to say, so far in this one, this regional D4 title game, girls here at Vandalia Butler, not consistently worked at all. There have been some traveling calls, I think, invented by the referees, and a few obvious ones missed. Ball inbounded by Minster in the right corner. It's Damaris Wolf. She's trying to jockey for position with the basketball, and she's nudged. Foul Myring.
It's 15th foul on the Redskins.
5 on Fort Loramie, 4 on Minster. Ball inbounded by Minster, top of the circle, Wolf. Pringer foul line, squares up, swish, 15-footer. Heck of a game for Courtney Pringer. She's got 8. The 6'2 headed to Xavier is shining tonight. 5-point lead, Minster. Here's Dana Rose down the right side to Myron. Marissa yet to score, right, Matt?
No, she had one basket early on, but, yeah, other than that, it's been pretty quiet.
Yeah, she's got a field goal. That's right, the first one of the game, I think, for Fort Loramie. Here's a left-handed drive by Holscher on the run. No good. Missed it. Rebound taken down by Minster. The other direction, two-on-one break. It's Janae Hoying. She's all the way to the cup, blocked from behind by Fort Loramie. It goes out of bounds. The numerous deflections, partial blocks, and clean blocks in this game. The defenses have been stout, very tenacious. Ball thrown to Ivy Wolf to Pringer in the paint area. Turns. Holscher blocks it. Loose ball left corner. Gathered by Minster. Picked up by Ernst. And Ernst hoists up a three. It's heavy off the back iron. Rebound Fort Loramie. Gebhardt has it swiped. Good steal by Ivy Wolf. Cross court to Ernst. Behind her to Janae Hoying on the arc 25 feet away. 18-13, Minster, a minute 12 to go, second quarter. The defenses have been stifling. Holding the ball is Hoying, gets a screen, head of the key from Damaris Wolf, left side pass to Ernst. On top, Damaris, she's available, lets it fly, it's online, it's skipped off the back iron though. Rebound to Holscher. Holscher's got a player coming up from behind, it's knocked away, Myring gets it, low on the right, she staggers, foul called, bumped by Minster. It's Common. Ball inbounded by Fort Loramie. I think on the foul calls in this game, the officials have been spot on.
Yeah, it's just been the couple of travel calls that they've kind of missed.
50 seconds to go here in the second quarter. The ones they've missed have been blatantly obvious. Courtney Pringer gets a breather. Jessica Falk back on the floor for Minster. Caitlin Gaston inbounding, baseline right from Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed in, top of the circle. Gebhardt wants to shoot, can't let the three-pointer fly. Or rather, that's Macy Imwali who took the pass and then fed it behind her to Caitlin Gaston. She steers down the right side of the lane, all the way to the basket, too far under, hit the glass. Rebound ricochets out to Ivy Wolf for Minster with a half minute to go in the second quarter, and Minster up five. Right side, Carly Richard between the rings. It's Damaris Wolf. 22 to play in the second quarter. Damaris fakes left, goes right. Feeds Carly Richard right corner. Courtney Pringer on the bench. Here's a pass far side of the floor, right in front of the Minster crowd. Touched by Fort Loramie into the first row. 15.2 left. First half coming to a close. Minster trying to whittle the seconds down and get the last good shot. Richard deep in the right corner. Throws into the paint to Barhorst. She fumbled it. Got it back. Leans in to shoot. She's walloped on the arm. Two free throws, Barhorst. Fortunate play there for Minster because Fort Loramie got a mitt on the pass to Barhorst that went from the right corner to the opposite side of the floor outside the free throw lane. Ball was loose for a second or two. Barhorst alertly scraped it off the hardwood, went up to shoot, drew the two-shot foul, and she swishes the first. Six-point lead, Minster, 19-13, 10.7 left in the second. Second shot for the southpaw, Barhorst. The lefty, number 12, dribbles three times. It looks good on the way. Yes, it's perfect. 7-point lead, Minster, which jumped out at the start, 9-2. The 7-point advantage restored. Final 8 seconds, first half. Holscher on the giddy-up. Down the floor for Fort Loramie. Looks for help. Throws cross-court for Rose. Kicked on the play by Minster with 4.5 to go in the third quarter.
Good defensive play by Jessica Falk on the kick now that Loramie's got to reset their offense with 4.5 seconds left.
Exactly. And the playmaker, far side of the floor, even with the top of the circle, is Dana Rose. Rose looking, feeds into the corner, gets it back. Rose spots up, shoots the three. Switch, a long one. She beat the buzzer. Dana Rose lofted in a 24-foot three-pointer. She threw it in bounds, got the ball right back. She wasn't covered up. She made Minster pay. Wildcats went to sleep for a brief instant, and that's all Dana Rose needed. And it's 20-16 Minster. Wildcats up four at the break in this girls' Division IV regional championship here at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center before about 3,000 fans. I'm Jack with Matt. Jack Kramer, Matt Zerker. 4-point lead, Minster at intermission over Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGInc.oh.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt at 800-474-4123.
We are at the half. Girls Division IV regional championship game here at Vandalia Butler. Fort Loramie trails Minster by 4 points, 20-16. Redskins have not led in this game. Minster was up 9-2 after the first 3.5 minutes. Restored that 7-point lead, did Minster, late in the second quarter at 20-13 before a long 3-pointer by Dana Rose of Fort Loramie beat the second quarter buzzer, enabling Fort Loramie to creep back within 4 here at halftime. Brookins in Fort Loramie, well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features 2 delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. Carl Arns creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere at Brookins, which is perfect for anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. Enjoy the new late-night menu at Brookins, open till 2:30 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. You cannot beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Like them on Facebook, Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. Go to Goffney for high-quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has got you covered. The highest quality furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and youth bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and more. We are priced to fit your budget with finance options. Application is easy. Plus, Goffney's new innovative support report system can find you a perfect fitting mattress. Take advantage of 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney, just west of I-75 and Route 47. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. Our halftime report brought to you by the Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Thanks to Wilson Health. And here's Matt with a look at the numbers at the break. Minster ahead of Fort Loramie by 4.
Okay, Minster up 20-16 at the half after scoring 13 points in the first quarter, scoring 7 in the second. Courtney Pringer leading the way with 8 points. She also assisted on a couple baskets early on, so she played a definite role here in the first half for the Minster Wildcats. Danielle Barhorst, coming off the bench, had 7 points, including 5 there in the second quarter, while Janae Hoying had 2 points, Ivy Wolf with 3 to round out the Minster scoring. For Fort Loramie, Dana Rose leading the way with those 2 3-pointers in the second quarter as 6 points. Ava Schultes with 3 points, Jane Putoff 2 points, Kenzie Holscher with 2 points, and Caitlin Gasson with 1. Foul shooting not really much of a factor here in this first half, as Minster was 2-for-2 compared to Loramie's 2-for-4. Surprisingly, after the two teams have combined for 12 three-pointers in the semifinals, there's only been 3 three-pointers here so far. 2 by Dana Rose, including that one here just ahead of the halftime buzzer. It'll be interesting to see if one of these teams can get going from behind the arc in the second half, and that might be the difference in this game.
Well, the three-point shooting, not sharp. The reason for that, nerve, certainly. Good defense by both teams. Courtney Pringer's got 8 points. You expect her to have a good game here in this regional championship. The X factor so far, for my money, Danielle Barhorst off the bench for Minster. 7 big points, a three-pointer, and 2 made free throws. And right now, she is why Minster is in the lead by 4 here at the half, coming off the bench, sparking the Wildcats with 7.
We talked before the game, would there be a surprise player tonight? And so far, that surprise player has been Danielle Barhorst.
Yep. That's our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report. We're about 3 minutes away from the beginning of the third quarter. It's the girls' D4 regional title game from here at Vandalia Butler. This place seats 4,000. Oh, I'd say 3,200 are in here at the moment. We're back in 60 after this word from Wilson Health on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Thanklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Well, this is a scorersbroadcast.com program reminder for you. We've got boys action tomorrow from the UD Arena. 2 Division III district championship games, featuring Versailles at 1 o'clock, Anna at 5. We are online at about 12:45 p.m. Versailles versus Reading. And then online again at about 4:45 for Anna against Clark Montessori. Looking forward to seeing Coach Swank's team and Coach Barhorst's team in action. District titles on the line for both Versailles and Anna. Anna Rockets have had a spectacular season. Coming into the game tomorrow, 22-3, Matt?
23-2.
I'm sorry, 23-2. Got my digits mixed up. Only losses to Minster and to Jackson Center in the Shelby County Athletic League.
They've had a fantastic season.
Yep, sure have.
And since that loss to Minster, they've been very impressive, winning over Rushi in the regular season finale, and have rolled in their 3 tournament games here so far.
Averaging in the upper 70s over the last 7 or 8 games is Coach Barhorst Club, 23-2 on the year. At Clark Montessori, good opposition tomorrow. It's not a big team, but it's a fast club. It will match Anna in terms of speed. Reading.
It's going to be a track meet tomorrow, huh?
Yes. Reading very solid all over the floor. Even Steven matchup with Versailles in the 1 o'clock tilt. We hope you join us for the doubleheader. There is a game between those two that we will not cover from the UD Arena. But we've got the tip for Versailles and Reading at 1, and the tip for Anna and Clark Montessori at 5 tomorrow here on scoresbroadcast.com. Minster basketball, we begin play here in the third quarter. Minster 20, Fort Loramie 16. Redskins have the same 5 on the floor who began the game. So do the Wildcats. It's Ivy Wolf on the dribble, top of the circle. Now Janae Hoying on the arc. Janae swivels to the right. Swings it into the corner now to Jessica Falk on top to Ivy. There's that long lob down into Pringer. She makes it look easy. Ivy Wolf, dynamite assist. Pringer catches 3 feet from the rim, and she's got 10 points, 8 points on bunnies, gimmies.
Yeah, that post play has been very effective for the Wildcats tonight.
Dana Rose came down the floor for Fort Loramie, drove, banked it, missed it, no good. Easy rebound shot, baseline left by Gebhardt. In and out, wouldn't go in, and then Fort Loramie could not corral the rebound.
These next few minutes are going to be very important for both teams. Loramie needs to stay close, at least, at the, you know, not get into the fourth quarter down double digits, while Minster's trying to push it into double digits.
Wildcats are doing a splendid job in this game, sealing off Fort Loramie's inside players who are attempting to double down on Courtney Pringer. And as a result of that seal, that Courtney's gotten free for four to five-foot post shots in this contest. We've got a five-second count against Minster, far side of the floor. Good defense by Fort Loramie, which earns the offensive possession. Baseline left, it's Gebhardt. Gebhardt into the lane, it goes to Myron. Myron open from 10 and bangs it in. 22-18, Minster by four, 6:45 to go, third quarter. 35 feet away, it's Hoing. She's pointing down the right side. Damaris Wolf for Minster. Fakes left, goes right. Pulls up 6 feet away. Short bank shot. Missed it. It's down to Rose for Fort Loramie. In backcourt to Radiman. Redskins a chance to cut it to two or one. Baseline left, it's Myring. Myring leans in against the defender. Stops and hits an eight-footer. Minster tried to accept the charge. No call. Fort Loramie within a bucket. 22-20. Here's Minster throwing cross court, right wing Falk. Out back to Wolf. Closest the Redskins have been since the opening couple minutes of the game. Wolf straight away. Long three, 25-footer. Banked off the glass. Rim, no. Rebound, Fort Loramie. Redskins a chance to tie or take the lead. 5:52 to go, third period. Right wing Kenzie Ulsher. Out back it goes to Gebhardt. Gebhardt hangs on. Near side Radiman. Radiman looks for a cutter. It's Dana Rose. No pass to her, though. On the arc to Gebhardt. Wheels it near side to Radiman behind the screen. Kennedy straight away. Open. Way off the mark. Long rebound right corner. It's tracked down by Dana Rose. Fort Loramie retains the basketball. Dana on the bounce. Looks at head coach Carla Siegel. Dana picked up by Hoing. Left corner Myron, who's coming off two straight made field goals. She goes to work on Wolf. In the lane, Myron, running bank shot. Good, and a foul. Marissa Myron steps to the forefront. Six straight by Myron. Fouled in the act of shooting to tie up the game at 22. The Shelby County Athletic League Player of the Year for Fort Loramie, averaging a dozen a game, has really come alive in the first 3 minutes of the third quarter. Free throw, yes. Redskins lead it. 23-22. 5:13 left in the third. Fort Loramie trail 20-13 very late in that second quarter. And since that point in time, a run of 10-2 in favor of Fort Loramie.
That just goes to show how big that Rose 3 was and a half.
Yes, good point. Head coach Mike Wiss wants a timeout. Fort Loramie's overtaken Minster by one. Just over five to play. Third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Fort Loramie up one now, 23-22, just over five to go in the third. Redskins guards, Radiman, Gebhardt, any production so far, Matt?
Not really. No points from either one of those two, but definitely Marissa Meyering's come up big here in the third quarter.
Meyering with a standout show in the third. Here is Minster going back to its bread and butter again during the timeout. A play called for Courtney Pringer. And once again, there's that seal job on the inside by Minster's forwards, locking down on Fort Laramie's interior players, freeing up Courtney Pringer, who took the lob from Janae Hoing, and she got the gimme right in front of the rim to send Minster back on top, 24-23. Top of the circle, Gasson. Right wing it goes to Ava Shoulders. Ball high overhead. Dumps it down baseline right to Gebhardt. Stripped away out of bounds by Hoing.
Yeah, Laramie has had no answer for that Pringer post move.
Nope, the Redskins simply have to figure it out. They're double-teaming, triple-teaming Courtney, but the young ladies on the interior for the Redskins are simply getting blocked out of the play. They are sealed off. Well run, nicely executed by Minster. Fort Laramie hanging tough, down one after taking the lead. Here's a baseline drive by Holscher. Holscher goes to work on Pringer. Reverse layup short. Rebound deflected. Ivy Wolf gathers for Minster. In backcourt to Falk. Missed opportunity, Redskins. Between the rings is Ivy. On a weave, Janae Hoing. Left side, open Falk. They give her the shot. She delivers left corner to Wolf. Ivy's available, and she cans it. A triple. Ivy Wolf from downtown. 27-23. Minster with five straight after the timeout. Three and a half to go, third quarter. Holscher guarded by Pringer, top of the circle. Holscher looks, goes right corner Meyering, stops and pops from 15 off the back frame. Rebound Pringer to Ivy Wolf. Ivy to midcourt. Ivy veers right, stop and go move, bounce pass right corner Hoing. She hurls up a long three, overshot it. Weak side rebound, no fault. On the arc, Damaris Wolf. Right back to Ivy, picked up by Gebhardt. Into the post, Pringer. She pivots, push off from behind against Holscher of Fort Laramie. Up so far, Pringer has been the star of this game. She's got, what, 10 for Minster, Matt?
Yeah.
3 minutes left here in the third quarter. Baseline right, Damaris Wolf inbounding for the Wildcats. We've got a whistle before the ball can be flipped on the court of play. And what has happened? Courtney Pringer is bending over ailing. I don't know if she took an inadvertent arm to the stomach. Courtney feeling ill. And the whistle is blown. Foul called before it was inbounded. And it's going to be Fort Laramie possession. And was that a personal foul on Pringer?
Yes, yeah, an so. Offensive foul.
Well, Pringer, in an attempt to free herself on the inbounds play, collided hard with a Redskin. It was termed an offensive foul against Minster before the ball could be played in by the Wildcats, and thus Fort Laramie gets it out of bounds at the rear end line. Interesting development here. And it's two on Pringer?
Yes.
3:04 to go in the third quarter, 27-23 in favor of Minster over Fort Laramie. And now a lengthy discussion for Minster head coach Mike Wisk being provided by the female official. Playing the ball in, Holscher down to our right for Fort Laramie. And we've got full court pressure by Minster. And we're going to see this the rest of the game from both clubs. Meyering back in for Holscher. It's Falk, Janae Hoing, Ivy Wolf, Damaris Wolf, Pringer for Minster. Dana Rose, Caitlin Gasson, Meyering, Ava Shoulders, Jaden Putoff on the court now for Fort Laramie. Here's Gasson, dribble drive down the lane. Handoff right flank to Putoff. Left side of the floor, Dana Rose. Open three-pointer. It lipped the rim. Rebound cradled by Pringer, who stays out there for Minster. Down to Ivy. Ivy pulls up head of the key. Back step, doesn't shoot, gives it to Janae Hoing. 2:35 to go, third quarter. Minster up four after Fort Laramie with five to go in the period. It inched on top of one. Here's Pringer in the post, double teamed. Goes opposite to a teammate, now back out to Hoing. Right back into Pringer. Springer squares up. Double team comes. Gives it on the arc to Janae Hoyne. Straight away, Damaris Wolf. We near the two-minute mark late in the third. Four-point lead, Minster. Damaris Wolf gets the screen from Pringer. Left corner, Hoyne. Here's a drive. Pull up from seven. It's skipped off the rim. Rebound volleyballed. Out of bounds last. Off Pringer. 2:01 remaining in the third quarter. Taylor Raderman for Caitlin Gasson for the Redskins. We've got eight players in backcourt, four black shirts, four white ones. Here comes Barhorst at the last second for Minster, for Falk. And here comes Carly Richard for Minster, for Janae Hoyne. And at the last split second, just in the nick of time, Kennedy Gebhardt works her way onto the floor for Fort Loramie in place of Jaden Putoff. It's all about matchups. These two head coaches know what they are doing.
Yes, definitely. Like you said, just trying to set things up for the last 2 minutes here of the quarter.
Four-point lead, Minster. Now Fort Loramie's not scored, Matt, in 3 minutes since going ahead. Outside the arc on the right, it is Myring.
Myring has all seven of their points this period.
There's a ball thrown by Fort Loramie, intended for Jaden Putoff, or Ava Shoulders it was, in the post area. But whoever dealt it to her threw it 9-10 feet off the ground. It's out of bounds. Turnover, Minster ball. 1:48 left here in the third.
Yeah, other than those two threes from Rose, the guard play from Loramie tonight has been very quiet.
Outside the arc on the right, Damaris Wolf gives it up to Ivy. She's doubled, coming out to catch Carly Richard. Carly on the floor, 5'7 senior. Here's Pringer in the post. Dumps it left corner to Richard. She's open and bags it. Triple, Richard.
3 points.
Wow, excellent ball dispersal by Pringer. Boy, she's got eyes in the back of her head. Splendid assist by Pringer. She threw it on the arc. She sensed the double team. Here came the triple team. And she immediately ditched it into the corner for Carly Richard off the bench. She drained the three-pointer. Minster's back in business, up seven. Timeout Redskins, 1:20 left, third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Here come the Redskins behind by seven again. Minster, for the third time, has matched that seven-point cushion. We near the one-minute mark here in the third quarter. Here's Dana Rose, far side of the floor, as she lost the basketball momentarily. Didn't go after it aggressively. It hit the stripe on the side of the floor, and it's ruled Minster ball. Good call by the referee. Here's Ivy Wolf. Here's Pringer over the timeline. Minute left in the third. Big possession for Minster. Chance to go up 9 or 10. Outside the arc on the left, Damaris Wolf. It's been a game of short runs. Right now, Minster in the midst of one. Damaris to Ivy, 30 feet out. Ivy gets a screen from Carly Richard. Doesn't use it. 44 seconds to go, third quarter. Here's Damaris to Carly. Now Damaris Wolf, high post Barhorst. Oh, back cut by Richard. Left hand layup, good. The Wildcats bench has also been a big difference. 11 points for Richard and Barhorst, the top two subs for Minster, which now owns its biggest lead, 9. Minster in the half court has worked the ball nicely. Uh-oh, Fort Loramie rattled. Gebhardt to Rose right through her hands.
Talked at halftime about the lack of three-pointers by both teams. Minster's had two now here in the quarter, and that's what's given them here this nine-point advantage.
Yeah, the Wildcats' half-court offense has simply been better. 32-23, Minster by 9. Ivy Wolf now romps up the floor, goes to Barhorst, far left side. That's what Lorme surely did not expect this. A third of Minster's points from two good bench players, Barhorst and Richard. Here's Damaris Wolf out back, long three-pointer as the clock was winding down to end the third quarter. Missed it way off the mark. Fort Loramie survives that last Minster possession. Redskins turned it over twice in the final 30 seconds of the third stanza. And Fort Loramie's on the short end of a 32-23 count as we enter the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS Inc.com.
Well, the Redskins have the ball to start the fourth quarter, and Fort Loramie needs to reel off a string of points. Redskins did not score the last 5 minutes of the third period, and that drought has set them back. Minster in the lead by nine, biggest lead of this game. Here's Meyering outside the arc on the right for Fort Loramie. Dumps it down low to Schultes, and it's punched away by Minster, which has the steal. Redskins turning it over far too much. Here's Janae Hoing near the timeline, looks for Damaris Wolf, bounce pass to her. Damaris glides into the lane, throws right corner, anticipated by Kennedy Gebhardt. She's got the pilfer, good steal. Down the right side, Holscher darts into the paint, pulls up, doesn't shoot. Low on the right to Schultes, squeezes between two defenders. She's tripped. In the act of shooting, or was she on the floor? Out of bounds, I think, to Fort Loramie below the rim with 7:20 left in the fourth. Three on Pringer. 32-23, Minster by nine. Ball lobbed to Holscher straight away. See, Dana Rose has two triples for Fort Loramie, and that's it?
Yeah, that's it for Loramie for the contest.
Here's a long lob. Holscher down inside his shoulders. Spinning, turning, no from eight. Great offensive rebound. Meyering banked it. Not good. Pringer sweeps the boards clean for Minster. All Minster right now. Fort Loramie's not scored in 6 minutes. 32-23, Minster. 6:50 left in the fourth quarter. Here's Damaris Wolf. Here's Ivy near midcourt. Ivy down the left side. Into the post to Pringer. Back door Damaris below the rim. A lot of congestion. Weaves the pass on top to Hoing. Left side Ivy. Left corner Damaris on the way. Bangs off the back iron. Boy, that was a big shot. Had that gone in, Minster crowd would have gone berserk. Rebound to Fort Loramie. Quickly Redskins. Gaston baseline right. Two defenders hover over her. And that forced a drag of the pivot foot. Fort Loramie just too many mistakes.
Yes. Got him with 9-10 turnovers here for the game, but that doesn't sound like very many, but when Minster only has like 6 or 7, it is.
Yeah, it seems like Fort Loramie's had that many plus several. They've been bunched here, most of them, in the second half. Oh, a bad pass in backcourt by Fort Loramie. Gaston on the swipe, lays it in. Big turn of events right there. Minster went to sleep. And Gaston was alert. Here's a long pass down the floor. Minster, 2-on-1 break. Falk stops, doesn't shoot. 6 minutes to go. Minster up 7, 32-25. Big basket there by Fort Loramie. Minster gave up an easy one. Here's Ivy Wolf near center circle. Foul Fort Loramie. Two fouls on the Redskins here in this half. Three on Minster. 7-point lead, Minster. 5:57 to go in the fourth quarter. That goal by Gaston broke a drought, by my count, Matt, of what, 7 minutes without a point for Fort Lauderman. 7 minutes, no points, Redskins, the stretch overlapping the third and the beginning of the fourth. Janae Hoying, 35 feet out, near side, Ivy Wolf, loops it back to Janae. They play pitch and catch. Left corner, Falk. Minster milking clock now. That's all the Wildcats want to do. That seems to be the intent. Minster's purpose now, shave seconds off the scoreboard, down to 5:18 to go, fourth quarter. 32-25, Minster, the defending state champs, ranked number two in the state. Fort Loramie, number one in Ohio, girls division four, after beating Minster in double OT back in January. Ivy Wolf still bouncing the basketball. At the elbow on the right, wanted to drive, circles the wagons on top to Damaris. Under five to go in the game. Damaris is being harassed by two players. Pitches it to Hoying, top of the circle. Right wing, Ivy. Cross-court, Damaris, who hoists up a three ball. Missed it off the back iron.
She hasn't been able to find her shot all night.
She was wide, wide open. And that shot was going in with ease against Tri-Village. Here's Fort Loramie, which got the rebound, being wrestled to the ground at midcourt. Foul on Minster. Boy, the last couple shots from long range by Minster were available. No one around. Fort Loramie was chasing the ball with multiple players. Damaris Wolf couldn't get that last one to drop. That was a big miss. There is life for Fort Loramie. 4:40 to go in the game. Redskins get a timeout. Down by 7, 32-25 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Well, needless to say, it is crunch time. 4 minutes, 40 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. 32-25, 7-point lead, Minster, Fort Loramie. Inbounds the basketball, Dana Rose, backcourt to Caitlin Gasson. Kennedy Gebhardt on the floor at guard with Caitlin. Outside the arc on the left, it's Ava Schultes, and a travel call is whistled against Caitlin Gasson, 35 feet away from the basket. I'll tell you what, Matt, that is about the fourth or fifth officiating invented traveling call. There was no pressure. There was no walking violation to be found.
There have been a lot of travel calls in this game.
The referees have simply missed that part of the game. It's real disappointing. There were two or three early in the game that were obvious traveling violations, not called. There have been four or five, from my perspective, just simply invented. They've gone both ways, but they were not walking. Here is Minster with the ball after the violation against Fort Loramie. It's Pringer, a left-handed sweeping hook shot. She's got it. Courtney Pringer, an 8-foot hook, banked it in. Boy, she's dazzled. Sparkling game for Pringer. Minster up 9. 4 minutes left. Gasson, top of the circle. She's defended well, and that time she did walk. Fort Loramie approaching 15 turnovers. They've had two-thirds of them since the, late first quarter, early second.
And a lot of them on traveling.
Yep. 34-25. Minster has restored the 9-point lead. Ball thrown to Hoying in backcourt. Here's Hoying to Ivy Wolf. Being harassed by Gebhardt. Long pass, Wolf down the floor to Falk. Falk thought about feeding Pringer, didn't. Threw it back to Ivy, now Janae. The defending state champs are in the lead by 9 with 3:48 to go. Here's Ivy Wolf. She wants to be fouled. She's dribbling the ball into traffic, and Fort Loramie grabs her.
Fouls on number 22.
Where has the offense gone for Fort Loramie? 2 points for the Redskins since the 5-minute mark of the third quarter. Count them. That's...
Yeah, Meiring has had 7 in the third quarter, and then Gasson had...
Here's the lob. Falk to Pringer. Pringer got loose. She caught it. Wide open. Layup good. Gebhardt retaliates for Fort Loramie. Drive. Shoots on the run. Off the back iron. Rebound Hoing. Hoing forecourt for Minster. Once again, Minster sealed off Fort Loramie defenders and got the lob to Pringer, who's got what, 12, 14?
16.
16, my goodness. 8 field goals for Pringer. 11-point lead Minster. Wildcats try to put this away. Here's Hoing at midcourt, knocked to the ground. Still just team foul number 4 or 5 on Fort Loramie.
Foul on Marissa Meyer.
That's the 15th foul on the Redskins.
The Redskins, Jaden Putoff.
Jaden Putoff checked in for Fort Loramie. Redskins had how many points at halftime, Matt?
16 at halftime.
Only 9 for Fort Loramie in the 13 minutes since. That will not win a regional championship game. Here's Danae Hoing, 35 feet away, down the right side against Shoulder. She's doubled on the arc to Pringer. Courtney Pringer with 16 big points. We talked about her in the pregame as perhaps being the deciding factor. She has been that plus some. 2:45 to go. Chase mode now for Fort Loramie. And here is Ivy Wolf being harassed from behind by Gebhardt. That's team foul 6 on the Redskins. 2:43 to go here in the fourth quarter. Far side of the floor, Damaris Wolf will throw it onto the court of play. Bounce pass into the corner to Pringer. Back out to Damaris. Damaris hops, being pursued by Rose. Near side to Wolf. Wolf 30 feet out, guarded by Gebhardt. Redskins looking for the steal, can't get it. And resorting to foul is Fort Loramie's Dana Rose. 2:28 left in the fourth. Minster up 11. 1-1 situation here to push it out to 13. It's simply not a good offensive regional tournament for the Fort Loramie Redskins, who struggled at the offensive end for 3 quarters against Legacy Christian. And Fort Loramie scored 2 points here in the last 10 and a half minutes of this game. Free throw by Damaris Wolf, right on the money.
Well, it's like we talked that other night. The transition baskets have not been there.
Half-court offense for Fort Loramie, not real good tonight. Minster's half-court game has been much better than Fort Loramie's. Free throw, Wolf, good. Second shot too long. Rebound to Schultes. Up the floor to Rose. Redskins down a dozen. 2:17 left. Here's Taylor Ratterman, spin move. Ivy all over her. And what do we have? Push-off foul against Minster out at the top of the circle. I didn't see that one.
Fouls on Ivy Wolf.
Ivy apparently guilty of overguarding. Didn't appear to be contact there.
Just the 15th foul on Minster.
I'm mystified by the officiating tonight. It's not been good both ways. Here's the ball inbounded by Fort Loramie. In the paint, Ava Schultes. Off-balance banker. Yes. She's got it. Redskins get a timeout. Only the second bucket by Fort Loramie in the last 10 minutes and 40 seconds. Minster leads by 10. 2:11 to go in the fourth here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
That the Fort Loramie Redskins have got to make a miraculous rally now. Fort Laramie trailed by 12 seconds ago. Ava Shouldis made a nice turnaround shot in the paint, banked it in to enable Fort Laramie to cut into Minster's 12-point lead by a bucket. And now the Redskins put on the full court heat. 37-27 Minster. Ball thrown into backcourt to Ivy Wolf, 60 feet away. Now to Damaris. Now they get it in Ivy's hands, up the right side to Falk. Back to Ivy between the rings. She is an 80% foul shooter. Damaris shoots him at 75, over guarding against Taylor Ratterman, 30 feet out of the floor. 1-1 here for Minster.
Ivy Wolf.
Well, from my view, the officiating, not good both ways. This is a regional championship game, Matt. It's got to be better than this. Free throw missed. 1-1 blown by Ivy Wolf. Fort Laramie still breathing. Hosher on the arc. Lets it go. It barely caught iron. Loose ball rebound right corner. Rose on the arc to Ratterman. She chucks it up. It's short. Rebound right corner. Falk of Minster. Backcourt Damaris to Ivy through her legs. She recovers. Long pass to Falk. Down to Pringer. Going for 18. She's got it. Courtney Pringer leaked out the other way. She's got 18 points. 12-point game. Holscher foul line on the arc to Rose. Dana, 35 feet away. Dribbling. Looks for Ratterman. 70 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Ratterman baseline drive all the way to the rack. Blocked. What a play by little Janae Hoyne. She tipped it away as Ratterman released it. It went out of bounds. Redskins ball baseline right. It is thrown to Myron. Myron powers to the rim. Little five-footer against Falk. Short. She was hindered, though. Foul called. Two free throws, Marissa. 65 seconds to go. Minster up 12, 39-27. Up the Redskins caught Minster, went ahead 23-22 with a little over five to play in the third quarter. Since then, all Minster. Minster Wildcats on a 17-5 run since that point in time over the last 12 minutes of this game, and that's been the difference. A 17-5 run in a 12-minute stretch in the second half. Free throws here by Myring of Fort Laramie. First shot good. Second shot also good. A pair in. 60 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Here's Damaris up the floor to Ivy. Off her fingertips. She runs it down in the corner. Splits the double team. Goes out back to Hoying. Now Damaris. Here comes Fort Laramie. Ratterman fouling on the reach. And that is team foul number 9 or 10?
9.
The last of the 1-and-1 situations here for Minster. Janae Hoying at the stripe. Nobody on the free throw lane. Well, one young lady is for Minster. It's Falk. 1-and-1 Hoying, and she pops it in. Minster 40, Fort Laramie 29. Second free throw for Janae Hoying. It looks like the defending state champs are going to survive and advance on to the state championship game next Friday at 1 against Dalton or Willoughby Cornerstone. Here's Dana Rose driving up the floor after two made free throws by Janae Hoying. A running shot by Rose, way short. Rebound taken down by Minster. Did Janae make both free throws, Matt?
Yes.
Yep. She stretched the lead to a dozen. Carla Siegel offers instructions, don't foul. Minster will dribble away the final 20 seconds. No, Myring grabs at the arm of Damaris Wolf, who will shoot two shots. And the final score is going to look a little more decisive than this game really was. Fort Laramie had the lead of 1 with 5 minutes left in the third. Then it was all uphill for Fort Laramie thereafter. As Minster begins to salt this game away at the stripe, free throw to Damaris Wolf. Good. Courtney Pringer has sparkled. She's been assisted by 11 off the bench by Barhorst and Richard. Damaris Wolf knocks down the foul shot, 42 29, Minster with 13. Minster empties the bench. Fort Loramie is emptying the bench. 19 ticks left on the clock. We have the Minster Wildcats will, at the end of this school year, graduate several off this varsity basketball team. Keep in mind, Fort Loramie's got no seniors at all. So the next couple of years might be Fort Loramie's. Who knows? The tables could turn. These two clubs will play next year, opening weekend of the season.
Yes. Yeah. Minster has a game the night before. I'm trying to remember who it's against, and then they play that Loramie on that Saturday.
Both free throws good by Damaris Wolf. Here's Fort Loramie down the floor with 7 seconds left. Long three-pointer no good. Here is a three-point shot from the other side of the floor. It misses everything. Imwally on top for Fort Loramie, and the buzzer sounds. Minster triumphant over Fort Loramie, pulling away to win rather easily here in the second half, 43-29. Not a good offensive game for Fort Loramie, which is beaten by 14. Matt, you wonder if the psychology tonight heading into the game was in Minster's favor, Fort Loramie having won the regular season match. Sometimes that is a factor, sometimes no. Fort Loramie did not have as good a regional semifinal as Minster did, I don't think. I thought Minster played real well the first two and a half, three quarters against Tri-Village. And the Minster Wildcats won that game by 10. And Fort Loramie trailed Legacy Christian by 4 fairly late in the third quarter before waking up. Obviously, the Redskins weren't awake enough in this game tonight against Minster and are beaten by 14 points. No shame in that. This is the defending state championship club, which advances on to the state Final Four next Friday at 1.
They were just a little bit better in almost every category tonight.
Yep.
The guard play, inside play, bench scoring, just everything was just a little bit better for Minster. And that happens, and they win by 14.
Yeah, Redskins had a number of empty possessions without even getting a shot off, turnovers early on in those offensive sets, and not even a look at the basket.
Yeah, Loramie never, I mean, they had a couple of runs, but they never really had a big sustained run tonight. I mean,
no.
They had a little bit maybe to get the lead there in the third quarter, but then after that, they went dry again for, like you said, the better part of 6-7 minutes.
Yeah, the one good run Fort Loramie did have was when Minster was on top by a score of 20-13. Fort Loramie then outscored Minster 10-2.
Right, that's when Rose hit the three, and then Meyering had those 7 points.
Right.
But after that, it was all Minster.
Yeah, that overlap late second quarter, early third. And then Minster finished the game the last 13 minutes mighty strong. In fact, Fort Loramie led 23-22, as we noted, with 5 to go in the third. And over the last 13 minutes of this game, Minster outscored Fort Loramie 21-6. That sums it up.
That's for sure.
Yeah, 6 points by Fort Loramie in the last 13 minutes of the game. Not a recipe for victory in a regional championship.
They just never got going outside at all. They only had the 2 threes the entire night by Dana Rose. The guards never got going, hitting the shots. And then when Courtney Pringer comes out and has a monster game like she does tonight with 18 points, there's just not a whole lot they can do.
Yeah, we talked about that in the pregame. We said if she got a little above her per-game average of 12, I was talking 12 to 15, if she was producing points to that equivalent, got to the low teens, got several rebounds, made free throws, was a force in the paint, that was going to be real tough for Fort Loramie to offset, very difficult to overcome. Couldn't play her even in the paint area. In fact, as Matt just noted, she exploded for 18 points. What, 8 field goals, 2 free throws?
Actually, all 9 field goals.
All 9 fielders from the floor. I bet she was 9 for, what, 11 or 12?
Something. Yeah. Loramie had no answer for that.
No. Bringer missed two, three.
And then she assisted a couple of baskets early going, too, to get, help Minster build that 13-6 lead after the first quarter.
Oh, yeah. When she felt pressure, she got rid of the ball to the open player opposite side of the floor, and she had three or four dandy assists in the first half. She winds up 9 for no more than 12 shots taken, maybe as few as 11. She was splendid. And off the bench, Carly Richard, Danielle Barhorst, 11 points. Who would have figured on that? It's been Fort Loramie's bench all year long, which has beaten teams to a pulp. Not tonight.
Yeah, the Minster bench outscored them 12-10 in this game. And like I said, they just were a little bit better in every single category, and that's what you need to win a regional championship.
Well, we'll cover that game for you next Friday at 1 at the Shot on the campus of The Ohio State University. Pregame time, 12:40, Minster against the Willoughby Cornerstone Christian Dalton winner. That's the Maslin Regional Championship taking place right now. That winner takes on Minster, the defending state champs in Girls Division 4. They're after a repeat here in 2019. Fort Loramie, not a senior on the roster. Redskins will return next year, and then again and again and again. A lot of youth and talent in the pipeline. Head coach Carlos Siegel will have a juggernaut in 2019-20.
Like you said, they'll have everybody coming back.
Yep.
And of course, they always play an outstanding schedule.
Yep.
Like you said, they're going to play Minster in the opening weekend next year. They're going to end the season with Liberty Benton, who was in the regional finals tonight against Afrocentric in Division III. And they played obviously the other Midwest, a lot of the other Midwest Athletic League teams, Miami East and that sort of thing. They play a great schedule, and that prepares them for tournament runs like this.
Yeah, Rushi will be rebuilding somewhat. Anna graduates just one cook off the entire roster. So the Anna Rockets should be strong. But Fort Loramie will be back, and who knows? As we talked the other night, the four teams which played here at Vidalia Butler in the D4 Girls Regional this year, it might be the same quartet of teams in March of 2020, I would not be one bit surprised.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, Loramie with no seniors. Tri-Village, we all know, has a great junior high program, and those players will be coming up here either next year or the year after. Legacy Christian, their main two players are both sophomores, and Hess and Honor. Yeah, those probably will definitely be the three teams from the Southwest that will be here in the regional. Probably Minster will be a factor in there. New Knoxville will be strong again next year.
Yep.
They'll probably be, Marion had a little bit of a down year this year, but they will probably be a factor in this.
Oh, yeah. The MAC will be very potent. It'll be evenly balanced. Be five or six teams up at the top. It'll be clearly more compressed than it was this year, no question. So Minster will wind up with a real stout schedule. The Minster Wildcats have got some experience. Keep in mind, Ivy Wolf and Janae Hoing, they're underclassmen out of guard, but they've got a lot of minutes logged between them on this Minster varsity roster, and they are the stalwarts who primarily bring the ball down the floor and run the offensive attack. There are experienced seniors on this club. They include Carly Richard, who came off the bench here tonight with four. As starter Jessica Falk is a senior. Lily Peltier off the bench. The six-foot young lady is a senior. Courtney Ernst is a sub, 5'8 senior. Courtney Pringer off to Xavier, 18 points tonight. She is a 6'2 senior. Damaris Wolf is a senior, 5'10" tall. Danielle Barhorst, who subbed in tonight and got seven off the bench. She is a senior. So, yes, there's a good blend of senior leadership and a lot of moxie and savvy and good ball handling and point production out at guard in the person of underclassmen Ivy Wolf and Janae Hoing for the Minster Wildcats, who defeat Fort Loramie 43-29. Simply put, Matt, except for that little burst at the outset of the third quarter, which started at the very tail end of the second, that was the only offensive punch Fort Loramie showed all night long.
Yeah, that, like you said, that was a quick 10 points there on the Rose 3 and then Meiring 7. And that right there, that was 10 of their 29 points. And other than that little stretch, there wasn't a whole lot of consistency.
Yeah, the other, 20? The other,
19 points.
The other 28 minutes of the game, only 19 points. Yep. And so many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors. These from Fort Loramie, we talk about them all the time for you here on scoresbroadcast.com. They include Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, in Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, in Anna Wells Brothers, Inc., in Rushi, the Francis Schulte Company in Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulte in Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. The Jewelry Barn will make your gift ideas come to life. I think we've heard from the Jewelry Barn this evening. And Francis Schulte as well.
Yep.
Thanks to the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North, 937-498-7282. Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. In Between, south of Botkins, food's not in between. It's out of this world. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Thanks to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. And Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like Brookins. Mr. Head Coach Mike Wiss here. I'm not sure if we'll have a chance to grab a hold of him or not. One, two, three, four, five media people have got him hemmed in at the moment. Congrats to Head Coach Mike Wiss at Minster. In a short while, coaching Minster varsity girls basketball, he's got a shot at a repeat, Matt. He's got an opportunity to do it again here in March of 2019, like his club did it in March of 2018.
And then along with the baseball titles that he's won the last few years.
Three in the last seven or eight seasons. Yep.
It's just an incredible run. It just shows the quality of athletes that Minster has and the quality of coach that Mike Wiss is.
And Mike, a long-time veteran baseball coach, 20 years plus, football assistant over 20, and now at the helm of the girls' basketball program here at Minster. Picking up for Nan Steckschulte, who's one of his assistants on the sideline. Mike is two wins away from back-to-back state championships in girls Division IV basketball. Head coach Carla Siegel of Fort Loramie, her team will return full throttle next year. Not a senior on the club. Look out for the Redskins in 2020. Again, Minster, Fort Loramie, Legacy Christian, Tri Village. Each club with enough for sure to be right back here in the Sweet 16 in 2020. Our anchor underwriting sponsors are as follows for you. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. We'll delay for another 30 seconds or a minute. Maybe we can catch Mike. We haven't played our Clancy's. Have we done our Clancy's?
No, we have not.
We have not. Certainly Courtney Pringer for Minster.
Yeah, she definitely set the tone in this contest with her post moves inside. Had a couple assists on some baskets there early. Finished with 18 points after scoring just 8 in the semifinals against Tri-Village. It's going to be interesting to see what kind of role does Courtney play when she heads to Xavier next year. She can shoot from the outside. She can post up. She can do a little bit of everything. She's a good passer. It will be interesting to see what she does with the Musketeers.
Marissa Meiring, star of the game for Fort Loramie.
Definitely. She ended up with 11 points. The Shelby County League Player of the Year, she had 7 points there in that third quarter to help Loramie get a brief lead. Led the way for them.
Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Hang loose. Maybe we can locate Courtney Pringer of Minster back in 60 on scoresbroadcast.com.
hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And welcome back here to Vandalia Butler. I'm Jack Kramer along with Matt Zerker as we wait for Courtney Pringer, who will be with us momentarily. Head coach Mike Wiss of Minster still surrounded by 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 media representatives. Hopefully a chance here to talk with Courtney. She is a delightful interview. I've spoken with her dad, the cross-country coach at Fort Loramie, numerous times. Courtney Pringer was really good tonight. She was set free as Courtney in the post area got help from her teammates who sealed off Fort Loramie defenders all night long. Courtney Pringer was outstanding tonight. Courtney with 18 big points. Wow, you were phenomenal in the post. You had help from your teammates who were sealing off Fort Loramie's bigs on the inside, Courtney. Tell me about what was going on to get you set open so often.
Before the game, shoot around this morning, we talked about how we needed me to kind of have that kind of night in the post. And we knew that they didn't have a tremendous answer to my presence on the inside, and our guards worked their butts off to get their person completely up on in them, and yep, me just get that pin and get the ball back inside and get those easy buckets.
So the bottom line is your players, your forwards down on the block were pinning the Redskin players, sealing them off, guarding them tightly, keeping them from getting to the basket to recover and help against you.
Yeah.
The lob passes over the top were perfect.
Yes, they were.
One after another. Are you going to take Ivy Wolf and Janae Hoing out to dinner? Because you were the beneficiary of great assists from them all night long.
Yes.
Six of your field goals, if you string them together, they might not extend much beyond 18 feet.
No, yeah. I haven't had a game like that in a while. I mean, you know, you have to honor Janae and Ivy, and they're so skilled that they can make those passes, and we have that trust, that connection for them to make those lobs and me get that clean catch and up, and if not a foul, put it in.
So they were, for the most part, design set plays that set you free?
Yeah, we had that kind of game plan going in.
And how about the bench support? Carly Richard, Danielle Barhorst combined for 11.
Yes, that was big. Danny's three, that we went nuts on the bench for that. And Carly's cuts, couldn't have asked for anything better. I mean, that corner three over there, she's like, okay, not going to guard me. Fine, shoot it, make it. I mean, that's what we do. Like, we always talk about how you can't defend all five of us. And so if you're going to underestimate one of our players, they're gonna stick it to you.
Yep, and Danielle and Carly did. Two seniors who don't start. But, boy, they fill roles and do convert when they get the opportunity. Damaris Wolf led the way in the regional semifinal victory against Tri-Village. She wasn't on tonight, but others picked up the slack. That's how well-rounded your club is offensively.
Very well said. That's very true about the Tri-Village game. People stepped up.
Well, thanks so much. Look forward to covering the Minster Wildcats in the state semifinal next Friday at 1 against Dalton or Willoughby Cornerstone and have another 18 points.
I think it's Cornerstone.
Cornerstone is 1. That's the last word we just received. Cornerstone defeated Dalton. Willoughby Cornerstone Christian or Willoughby Christian Cornerstone.
I know
Willoughby's the first of the three words. I know that for a fact. It's a good club, a private school.
Yep.
So they are able to more or less recruit from outside their immediate area. But you've played well at Columbus, Ma. You had 2 fine games last year in the state semis and finals and have 2 more good ones next week. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Courtney Pringer, our Clancy star of the game tonight. Phenomenal performance by her, 18 points for the Minster Wildcats, leading the way for the Orange and Black in the win over Fort Loramie 43-29. Again, the Redskins will be right back next year. Got a senior on the roster for the next, who knows, 2, 3, 4 years. Fort Loramie may be the girls' team to beat, Matt Zerker, in Division IV statewide.
Yeah, definitely. Like you said, the no seniors and all the experience that they picked up this year and last year with the runs in the tournament. Yeah, Loramie is definitely going to be the team to beat here in Southwest Ohio, I would think.
Chuck McBee is years. Yeah, Chuck is down in Florida. I've just heard from him. Sorry, I didn't mean to talk when we were talking. Okay. I'm sorry, Matt. But, we expect a lot from Fort Loramie next year. Carla Siegel expects a lot from her players next year, no doubt.
Yeah, and that high demand produces the results.
Yes. It was not a vintage Fort Loramie performance tonight. Minster had a lot to do with that.
Yeah, they didn't allow Loramie the transition baskets like they normally have.
No.
And they, like I said before, they were just a little bit better in all phases of the game tonight.
Yeah, Redskins had to execute in the half court. Only got, I think, 1 or 2 baskets in transition, maybe a leak out, 1 fast break hoop after a turnover, maybe 4 points total all night long.
And then with only 2 threes, it just makes it tough.
And a couple of lengthy droughts, 1 to close out the game. Fort Loramie, 6 points in the last 13 minutes, and ball game said and done, over.
Myron kind of is a go-to player, but they kind of, in a way, don't. I think a lot of that is their youth. I think that heading into next year, there will be more of a go-to presence for the Redskins.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, several juniors will be back to lead the way as seniors. More youth is coming up. Carla Siegel may have a tough job in determining who's on the roster as well as head coach. She may have to be a darn good psychologist as well.
it's got to be tough for Carla and some of the and even Mike West. They have so many good players. You kind of have to manage that, kind of keep everybody happy and keep everybody productive.
Mike West is completing an interview here with the radio, and we might be able to catch Mike for just a moment. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, we've noted them for you a couple of times. The Sydney Daily News, best sports page coverage around. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District. Local Equipment in Jackson Center. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A. And American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Let's take one more one-minute break. Let's hear from AAG or Regal, perhaps, or Wilson Health. You name it, Matt. We'll return in 60, hopefully with Mike Wiss for a minute, before we close out our presentation tonight from here at Vandalia Butler. It's Minster 43, Fort Loramie 29 in the Division IV Regional Championship game on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
And welcome back here to the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. I'm Jack Kramer along with Mike Wiss, head coach of the Minster Wildcats, who are triumphant here in the regional championship game, 43-29 over Fort Loramie. Final score really not indicative of how close the game was for 29 or 30 minutes.
Absolutely.
Of the 32, Mike. Loved your half-court offense. It was better than Fort Loramie's. You pinned Fort Loramie's bigs, freeing up Courtney Pringer. I was joking with Courtney a few minutes ago. She got 9 field goals. I said, Courtney, 7 or 8 of them, if you would string them together, they might go, what, 20 feet long?
Maybe.
But, wow. That was a difference maker. Well-executed half-court game.
We came into the game believing that we had to control the tempo.
Yep.
We were not very pleased with the first time that we played earlier this year.
Right.
In controlling the tempo, Loramie got out too many runouts.
Yep. You made Fort Loramie play a half-court game tonight for the most part.
We did. They might have had a couple of transition baskets.
Yep, that's all.
And you put them to the free throw line, and they're way too good to put there.
Yep.
If we have it right, we are controlling the tempo idea. We believe that we had double-digit possessions of double-digit passes. Make them play defense.
Yep.
And you take that with that first group of 5 starters, with the guards handling it, and Courtney getting a couple pins for stuff underneath. But you add Danielle Barhorst's 3 in the corner.
Oh, Carly's.
You add Carly's 3 in the corner, and then her backdoor layup.
Oh.
Courtney Ernst had a steal down here on the block.
Yep.
And then, you know, they took the lead 23-22, and we went on a 10-0 run after they took that lead. And two of Courtney's 4 buckets were in that on sideline out-of-bounds plays.
And you limited Fort Loramie to 6 points over the final 13 minutes of this game. Wow.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not. They had 23 with 5 to go in the third. They were up 23-22.
6 points in the last 13 minutes.
Yep, you outscored them 21-6 over the last 13 minutes.
Awesome.
Yep, you dropped the hammer on them defensively. And your bench, superb. You mentioned 3 young ladies, Richard, Barhorst, Ernst.
Yes.
All seniors.
All seniors.
But, wow, did they fit their roles
and
contributed in major fashion in this game tonight?
It's a team, Jack.
And Damaris, who was red hot against Tri Village, couldn't buy one tonight. Everybody else said, Damaris, hey, we'll take the load off your shoulders this evening, Damaris.
Yep. Agreed.
And now it's a state semifinal where the Redskins performed so well last year, winning it all. I said Redskins.
Wildcats. Yep.
Wildcats.
Yep.
You're back again, a chance for a repeat in your short stint as head girls basketball coach at Minster. How does it feel?
I can tell you this week, we're not going to be putting bunt defenses in on baseball team. I'm so happy for that group of kids that, you know, this is day 104 that we've spent together, whether it be lifting, shooting, practice, whatever. And, you know, they truly love it. It's 104 days of trust, 104 days of belief, 104 days of loving each other.
Right.
And they truly, and I think every coach that would sit here, if they had this opportunity to go to the Final Four, would say the same about their team. I'm just prejudiced. They're a special group.
Mm-hmm. Now, head coach Mike Wiss of Minster on to the state semifinals next Friday at 1. Understand Willoughby Cornerstone Christian.
Cornerstone Christian.
Defeated Dalton.
Yes.
You play them at 1 o'clock. You come right back the next day and play the state championship game when you win on Friday. I'm putting a lot on your shoulders, buddy.
I understand. I can tell you, Carlos Siegel and I spoke before the game, and we both agreed that a great team is going to win this game and a great team is going to lose this game.
Yeah, well said.
Very, very lots of respect for Carla and those girls. And I just made a comment to somebody else. I said, we live 2 miles away from each other, and you can go scout and see other teams play, and there's a lot of people don't put it on the floor, don't work as hard, don't play as hard, don't give as much to the game as what occurred on this floor tonight.
Great tribute to both programs, including Fort Loramie's. Redskins without a senior at Fort Loramie should be mighty strong.
Absolutely.
Next 1, 2, 3, who knows, 4 years?
That's going to continue.
Yeah.
They got a really good thing going.
You referenced baseball a few minutes ago. Does this state tournament run in basketball mean now that you start the season in May on the baseball diamond?
There's a baseball scrimmage. First scrimmage is next week Saturday, Jack. That's championship Saturday. So we'll see.
Enjoy.
I appreciate your time.
Oh, loved it so much. Mike Wiss. Mike was a University of Dayton roommate, I think, with Matt Zerker, my color partner here tonight. And there we go. Matt Zerker was the SID at UD, and Mike Wiss was the starting pitcher on the Dayton Flyers baseball team. How about that, Matt? I was aware of some of those details, not all of them.
Yeah. And then also in that house was Brian Harlemert, the head baseball coach at Coldwater.
Right.
They've
right.
had plenty of success over the years. And one of our college teammates back then was a guy named Jeff Sanders, who just won the yes. state baseball title for Fort Loramie.
Oh, Redskins are going to be a tough team to beat on the ball diamond this spring. Who knows? We could see Fort Loramie Minster baseball clubs locking horns in a regional semifinal or a regional championship at Springfield come, what, late May, early June? Who knows?
Yep, and then we can probably factor in Rushi and maybe a couple other local teams in that run, too.
Yeah, I'm looking for warmer weather. Chuck McBee, bring some of it back. The wedding for Chuck's son was tonight down in Florida. He'll return.
Some dry weather would be good, too.
Yes, indeed. It's unbelievably rainy here, at least it was when we entered the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center a few hours ago. Our next webcast on scoresbroadcast.com is tomorrow at 12:45. Versailles Reading Boys, a Division III district championship game. Then at 4:45 tomorrow afternoon, Anna against Clark Montessori, another Division III district championship game. We've got them both for you right here on scoresbroadcast.com. And then looking ahead to Tuesday, it's right around the corner. We've got Fort Loramie Jackson Center, a boys D4 regional semifinal at 5:30. We'll be on the web online at 5:10. One of the two teams making the regional final in boys D4 is going to be from Shelby County, so we'll hang around on Tuesday night and cover that second game between St. Henry and Springfield Catholic Central. The two winners will collide next Friday at the Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena for the regional title in boys D4 and a berth in the state Final Four. That's a look at our webcast picture over the next several days. If Anna were to win on Sunday afternoon, Matt, the Rockets would come back into action on Wednesday night.
Yes, Wednesday night.
At Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena in a Sweet 16 berth. And again, the Minster Wildcats with the win over Fort Loramie tonight in this regional title game at Vandalia Butler advance on to the state Final Four at 1 on Friday. Webcast time, 12:40. It's Minster against Willoughby Cornerstone Christian. Tip-off at 1, webcast time, 12:40 from Columbus next Friday.
The MAC is already familiar with Cornerstone Christian, as Marion Local played them on the boys' side in the Division IV finals last year.
Yes, indeed.
And that was an instant classic. I think that went, overtime?
Yes. Tyler Mesher came up big.
Yes. Yeah, so they're very familiar with Cornerstone Christian. Hopefully we get a similar result come Friday.
For Chuck McBee down in Florida, for Courtney Pringer, thank you so much. Great interview. For Mike Wiss, thank you so much again. Great interview. For Ron Mooney, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, and for Matt Zerker alongside here at the middle of the court at Vandalia Butler, Matt on engineering, stats, and color. I'm Jack Kramer saying good night until tomorrow at 12:45 from UD. Our final score again. Minster 43, Fort Loramie 29, on to the state semifinals next Friday for the Minster Wildcats here on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.